foster parents are urgently needed to provide loving homes for children. Remy Vista Foster Family Agency provides professional social workers, monthly training, and financial support in a Christian-based atmosphere. Open your heart and your home to a child that needs you. Contact Remy Vista Foster Family Agency here in Chico at 893-4784. That's 893-4784. And make a difference in a child's life today.
Kathy's Sew and Vac is Chico's sewing machine and vacuum authority, specializing in parts, sales, and service. Family owned and operated for over 35 years, Kathy's Sew and Vac has a huge inventory and knowledgeable staff to take care of all of your sewing and vacuum needs. Stop by Kathy's Sew and Vac today on Cohasset Road across from Kmart. That's Kathy's Sew and Vac, Chico's sewing machine and vacuum authority.
Hey, this is Steve Twist, owner of Avalon Portrait Gallery, here to tell you that portraits aren't about cost. With a family portrait, you only feel the cost once, when you buy. But you'll have that portrait forever, and you and your family will derive enjoyment from it for many years to come. I have a friend who says that the most expensive portrait is one you don't absolutely love, because no matter what you paid too much. So look for quality when you're looking for a photographer. That's what I tell people here at Avalon Portrait Gallery.
This is Jerry O'Lennon. For me and my family, we trust in the quality of Avalon Portrait Gallery. Ask for the Friends of Jerry discount for 10% off your next regular price purchase.
And Andy's Bullseye Repair.
Specializing in auto glass repair from bullseyes to full glass replacement. All insurance and major credit cards accepted. Call for a free estimate at 877-7387. 877-7387.
Welcome to the big show.
He could go all the way.
The North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Is there a heaven? Oh, yeah. It's the place dreams come true.
On KKXX Life Radio. This is Live Local Talk.
Okay, welcome to the show, everybody. 8:34 in the morning. If you're listening live, if you're listening on later in the day, well, obviously it's not 8:34 in the morning because this show does get taped as well as run live, so you might be listening at a different time. But if you're listening right now, live, it's 8:35 in the morning here in Chico, and we've got some changes in our weather, big changes. I think it's safe to say that winter has arrived. We're expecting showers and maybe some thunderstorms later this evening here in Chico, 57 degrees. Tomorrow, the temperatures cool down even more, down to 50 degrees and rain. Saturday and Sunday, 50s and cloudy. So it does appear that we've finally gotten through what it seems like have been a pretty lengthy summer, fall. Now we're getting right close into winter now weather. It's going to get probably much colder and much rainier over the next couple of months, but I think we've definitely seen a change in the weather somewhat permanently. We've been talking with the people over at the Growing Place, and there are so many nonprofits in any community, and particularly I think it's fair to say in the North State, many people who like to do good work. And the one that has really intrigued me the most, and one that's really worth, I think, further exploration, because it is so unique, it's called The Growing Place. And this is, it's religious-based, it's Christian-based, but not entirely for, necessarily, for just people who have, believe in God. They're counselors who, if you have a problem, and let's say you need some help, whether it's marital counseling or you're suffering from depression, or maybe you have a child that is struggling with autism or whatever it is, and you can't afford it, your health care doesn't handle it, it becomes too much of a hassle sometimes. You need somebody to talk to, somebody to help cope, maybe somebody to help referee a dispute, maybe, I don't know. But The Growing Place is a nonprofit group where they just take whatever somebody can afford to pay, and that might be anywhere from $20 to $80 per session, and just pay out of pocket. And in some ways that might be easier, and there's some good counselors that are available. We've spoken to a couple in the past few weeks. And so Gidi Hansen recently was on the show, and she's terrific. And we're speaking to another one today, another counselor, a marriage and family therapist at The Growing Place, Sharon Morlock. She's on the show today, and I hope I did justice to what The Growing Place is. If I didn't, please correct me. Welcome to the show, Sharon.
Thank you. Hi. Yeah, you did justice. And I think, you know, the main thing that we're here for is to serve the community. So we want to serve, you know, there are a lot of people who kind of slip through the cracks because of insurance and money issues. And so we're really here to help those people and anybody else, of course. But we just really want to be a public service.
And it's a nonprofit organization. I'm talking about The Growing Place, and we'll give out information in case you're interested and you want to talk to somebody. You were saying that, you know, in the secular world, you've done counseling in a secular environment, and explain the difference between that and when you're able to talk about, you know, people's religious values.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the secular world, you know, I'm not supposed to bring up God or, you know, what people believe. Or, I mean, we can talk about what they believe, but it's just not as open. It's not as, you know, accessible to, I mean, it's great to know when somebody comes in and they're Christian, because then there's, you know, somewhere we can meet right away. And religion and spirituality, it gives us our strength. So when people come in and they're suffering from anxiety or depression, I always try and remind them, you know, how can we deepen your connection with God?
Of the type of, I mean, I know I've talked to, do you handle young people as well? Young people who have issues too, or is it just adults?
Yeah, we handle all ages, and we have a really broad spectrum of talents in our office. So some people are more, you know, like to focus on children, and some people like to focus on, you know, adults and marriage. And I personally enjoy working with teenagers because, you know, they're just in the beginning of their lives, and it's just so exciting to help them form a vision. And also with adults.
How many people? How many different counselors are there now that that are fully trained or in the process of being completely trained to get their license to do this?
Right. We have four people who are working on the licensure for the marriage family therapist. And then we have lay and biblical counselors as well. So I think there are about 10 total. I'll have to count. I'm sorry if I'm leaving someone out, but about that, you know, so.
And is it fair to say that The Growing Place is indeed growing in terms of, well, it's not a business, it is a nonprofit. There is, the services do require a certain fee. So in that sense, there seems to be sort of a business aspect to it.
Oh, yeah.
How busy is it?
Well, in terms of busyness, I mean, we have lots of people who, you know, are getting the word about us and wanting to come. We're still trying to spread the word some more to let people know that, you know, we are here and there are services for you. So give us a call and we'll try and work it out, you know. But it is a business. And because, I mean, we have to pay for rent. We have to pay for overhead. So in that way, we're always happy to have donations and that sort of stuff, too, because we have to be able to, you know, stay alive to be able to help others.
We're talking to Sharon Morlock. She's with The Growing Place, counseling, coaching, education. She is a marriage and family therapist. We'll continue our chat with her, tell you about some other things going on in Chico this week and coming up. If you want to learn more about The Growing Place and maybe set up an appointment if you need some help, 588-0448, 588-0448. They're located at 1074 East Avenue. We'll be back right after this. Jerry O'Lennon here for ABC Books. If you're looking to save money and get quality new and used books, try ABC Books in Chico. They're at the corner of East and Cohasset near Walgreens. Stop in, say hi to their friendly staff. They can show you how you can save 50 to 90% off new and used books. You never know what hidden gems you may find there. Call ABC Books today at 893-4342. 893-4342. ABC Books, where saving money is as easy as ABC. As parents, we know there are many options for the education of our children. Champion Christian School has been in our community since 1991. Because of their caring staff and challenging curriculum, their students have gone on to top colleges and universities, including Baylor, UC Davis, USC, and West Point. Champion Christian School is fully accredited, offering quality academic and athletic programs for grades 7 through 12. Visit them online at ychampion.org or call 345-8008 and make an appointment to visit their fine campus. Champion Christian School, educating champions for Christ.
My son used to tell me every morning, "Dad, don't go to work." My daughter said her mom drank wine when she drove her friends to school events. But I ignored all the signs and didn't offer my children any support. A counselor suggested I try Al-Anon family groups. What I heard at Al-Anon meetings really opened my eyes. If someone's drinking bothers you, you might find help at an Al-Anon family group meeting right here in our community. I found support there. You can too. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or visit alanonfamilygroups.org.
Hi, this is your friend Steve Michaels inviting you to join me for a journey through the 20th century on The Afternoon Harvest, weekday afternoons from 3 until 6 p.m. on 104.5 FM and 930 AM, KKXX, Life Radio.
This is Live Local Talk.
All right, welcome back to The Big Show. My name is Jerry O'Lennon. We have a couple of tickets we want to offer anybody. We've been giving these away. We've got two more left. That's it. And I'll give you our phone number first. So write it down, 894-7325. Call right now. Paradise Cowboy Music and Poetry Gathering. Well, there it is, 894-7325. It's at the Paradise Performing Arts Center on Nunley Road. This is really a nice show. And I don't know if you've ever been to the Paradise Performing Arts Center, but if you haven't, it's a really very, very nice facility. And the Paradise Cowboy Music and Poetry Gathering, the doors open at 6 o'clock on November 10th, Saturday. Ooh, that's this Saturday. It's like in a couple of days. And so if you're looking for something to do, and if you're in Chico and you want to drive up the ridge, make a nice evening out of it, two free tickets, 894-7325, if they haven't already been handed out yet. Okay, a couple of other things, some other housekeeping business to tend to. Coming up, the Thanksgiving dinner, which will be taking place on Wednesday, a week from, well, yesterday, November 14th. It's a free event. Everybody's welcome. Turkey, ham, all the trimmings will be served at the Chico Church of Christ, located over on East Lassen Avenue. Free dinner, free meal, and I've been to that church. It's a very nice church, good people there, and they're offering a free dinner. And you don't have to be, you know, struggling. You could be, you know, there's no income limits. No one's going to check and see how much money you have before you come and get a free meal. You're just invited. So everybody is welcome. And if you want to go, again, it is Wednesday, November 14th, starts at 6 o'clock over at the Chico Church of Christ on 995 East Lassen. And if you want information to learn more about that ministry even, or to learn more about the Thanksgiving dinner meal, 893-8565. Pleasure to have on Sharon Morlock. She is a marriage and family therapist, and she is with The Growing Place. And if you are looking for somebody to speak with about issues that you might have in your marriage or other issues, you can call her directly at 272-6221. That would be, area code 415. Excuse me. You still got that San Francisco cell phone?
I still do, but I'm in Chico. So.
If you're in Chico, it's yes. 415-272-6221. I'll give that number out again before the day is up. 415-272-6221. What are most problems people have? I mean, you're an expert in relationships, and mm-hmm. what's the biggest issues that people have when people come talk to you about the problems they have in their marriages or in their relationships?
A lot of depression and anxiety. Those are very basic ones. Mm-hmm. And then also relationship issues. You know, couples coming in and not getting along and having a hard time sticking to their vows. And those are some big ones, you know.
Do you play referee sometimes? Is that how you feel sometimes?
You know what? I try not to create that kind of dynamic. So people, yeah, they want to get in there and they tend to start fighting and want to fight. And then they want to get the therapist on the side of, oh, well, no, take my side, take my side.
And I know.
And I tell them, I said, you know, this isn't about who's right or who's wrong. This is about, you know, what are you coming in here for? You want a better marriage, right? Mm-hmm. You want to be able to get along. So let's talk about that. And because this is what creates the problems in relationships. People hold to their ideas of what they think is right, and then they stop listening to the other person.
Yeah. Yeah, that happens. One of the things I always try to live by, and I don't, none of us do, is part of my Lutheran catechism has the saying that in the I think it's the 8th or 7th commandment, or I'm not even sure which one, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Mm-hmm. But in the Lutheran catechism, it goes on to say, it means more than just not saying something that's not true about your neighbor. It means putting the best structure on everything.
Right.
And I always remembered that. Mm-hmm. So when somebody says something, You might take offense, you might think it's odd or whatever, to try to put the best possible structure. In other words, to act as that person's defense attorney and say, well, let me put the best possible spin on this. Mm-hmm. Very few people do that in this world. In the work environment, whether it's, you know, I had an issue recently with a fellow employee, very small issue, but again, it was somebody putting the worst possible structure, and me too, on something that someone had said.
Yeah.
Instead of putting the best structure on what happens.
Yeah. You know, that's a really good point, because what I do, one of the things we work on, especially with couples, is learning how to communicate. Communicating means not just speaking, but listening. Mm-hmm. And people don't know how to listen. So a lot of times, I'll have one person say, you know, what are you thinking? What are you feeling? And then I'll have the opposite person respond and repeat. But so often, they go into their interpretation of what was said. They go into their feelings and their reactions of what was said. And so many times, the person didn't even mean it in the way that the person is taking it. Like, they get offended where it wasn't meant to be offensive.
Exactly. And they get into their talking points, like a political debate.
Yes.
Sometimes you'll watch a political debate and somebody will say, yes, I heard what you said. And then they get into their talking points. But this, and this.
Yeah.
And without really engaging the other person, really talking to them.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think that's a really good point. Mm-hmm. So that happens not just in politics. It happens in marriages and relationships as well.
And it's not a competition. That's why I have to remind people when they come in, what did you come in here for? Mm-hmm. You know, did you come in to argue or to help your relationship?
Yeah.
So let's work that way.
That's great. Well, you sound like you know what you're talking about. The Growing Place. This is Sharon Moorlach, marriage and family therapist. If you want to learn more about The Growing Place, they're located over 1074 East Avenue. You can call Sharon directly at 415-272-6221. We're going to wrap things up right after this.
Sometimes insurance can be a confusing business. I can't stress enough the importance of having a single professional insurance agent to help make sense of all your personal and business insurance policies. You don't want to get caught without the right coverage. For all your insurance needs, trust Brad Jacobson, your local Farmers Insurance agent. Call 891-7900 for a free consultation and a policy review. 891-7900 for Brad Jacobson, your local Farmers Insurance agent.
As a parent, you've got a lot of things on your plate.
And it seems like so many things work against you.
The morning when you're running behind anyway, you get a flat on the freeway.
Or you save $100 to pay off a bill and a microwave goes out.
The flow of life can work against you at times.
So the last thing you need is a radio station that works against the values you're trying to bring to your family.
There are enough negative things working against your family.
Well, this radio station is one thing you don't have to worry about, because we are on your side.
We're pulling for your family.
You're listening to Life Radio, KKXX. AM and FM.
Thanksgiving is nearly here, and plans for all your favorite family traditions are underway. In 2006, a Chico tradition was born with the Run for Food 5K Run Walk in Bidwell Park. Last year, we had nearly 4,200 runners and raised $69,000 to benefit the Jesus Center. Won't you join us at 9 a.m. this Thanksgiving morning and make this year even better? Run for Food is a fantastic way to burn a few calories, work up an appetite for your Thanksgiving feast, and support our community. So visit runforfood.com today to register online and get ready for a great Thanksgiving morning.
Computers for Classrooms has complete computer systems available with LCD monitors, Windows 7, and Microsoft Office for only $100 to $200 for low-income families. Computers for Classrooms is open weekdays 9 to 5, 895-4175.
This segment brought to you by mwprints.co, home of the high-resolution banner at $299 per square foot with an already prepared design. Don't throw your church or business's money away. mwprints.co or call Mitchell at 710-1012.
Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon.
Ask yourself, what kind of example are you setting for others?
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
Yeah, the Chico Run for Food is coming up. It's Thursday, November 22nd, Thanksgiving Day, and it is in Bidwell Park. And last year, they had 4,200 runners, and they raised close to $70,000. That money going, and that was after all of the expenses. So they cleared net $69,000 plus, close to $70,000, which went to the Jesus Center. And so this is the biggest, really the big fundraiser of the year of any kind, really, in the North State, one of the biggest. And I'm honored. My wife, Kelly, and I are honored to be hosting the event. We'll be emceeing the race. And it's a real honor for us to be asked to do this. And that'll take place Thanksgiving Day, this Thursday. You should really come out. I mean, it is really great to see all these runners. There were 4,200 runners last year. I mean, this is a big, big deal. And it goes to help out the Jesus Center. If you want to sign up, you can register online by going to runforfood.com, runforfood.com. The proceeds, they're going to the Jesus Center. And this is a big deal. And so I hope you'll participate and get involved and help out those who don't have much. And in this economy, that's more of us all the time, it seems. We have on the show a marriage and family therapist from The Growing Place, Sharon Morlock. I want to give her number again, make sure, in case, but don't call until after the show, 415-272-6221, 415-272-6221. And Sharon, I do want to talk. I know that sometimes I get off on tangents and I don't let my guests talk about what they really came on to talk about. Was there something specifically that you wanted to really make a point to let folks out there know?
Well, we were discussing that we might talk about suicide, but I think even more importantly than that, what I want people to know is that if you're struggling, if you're suffering, there is help available. Mm-hmm. And that's really important. And I think one of the most important things is to learn how to reconnect. That's what I try and help people do, you know, to reconnect with their lives, like with their dreams, with their hopes, with the people in their lives, you know, family, friends, with the church, you know, join a church or things like that. So there is help available for many different types of problems, and you're not alone. I think that's...
That really is it, because it's hard to understand. And you know, I think that, you know, in marriage counseling, and so you might be able to help in this area. Mm-hmm. I know that if one of the partners is suffering through depression,
yes,
and another one is, you know, doing pretty well, sometimes the other one has a hard time relating to somebody who has that depression.
Yeah.
And isn't as sympathetic as that he or she might need to be.
Right. And that's true. So that's one way. Sometimes if somebody's struggling with depression, you know, you might want to bring in their mm-hmm. husband or wife so that you can help educate them a little bit mm-hmm. and let them know that, you know what, this is actually a mental health issue. You know, mm-hmm. it's not a character issue. It's, this person is really suffering and struggling, so let's figure out how we can help them.
You know, I've heard people say sometimes when I've gone through sadness and something, you know, you get down, maybe you lose a job or maybe you've lost a loved one or something, and somebody will mean well, or maybe they don't mean well. They'll say the words that just make you boil, you know, move on, get over it. That when people say those things, it's like, you don't know. You're an idiot. And when I hear people say that, it's like, you're an idiot. Mm-hmm. And people suffer, and they carry those scars with them a long time. And many people don't understand it. And it's almost like people have to suffer themselves before they can relate to somebody else's grief and suffering.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, that move on or just get over it. I mean, that kills me. You're right. I mean, it's just like, no, this, you're suffering. You're struggling. Don't. And even giving advice, you know, people like give advice. It's like, you know, people just, the main thing, they want to be understood. They want to be listened to. Mm-hmm. And just doing that can be so healing.
Yeah, because move on and get over it.
It's a horrible thing to say.
Yeah, it just exasperates the problem. It doesn't do any help.
Yeah.
Yeah, it belittles the person who's really struggling.
Yeah, and then actually there's another point too. When people are struggling with depression or grief or things, you know, they start to have a really low self-image a lot of times because this is how other people look at depression. It's like, well, why can't you just pull yourself up by your bootstraps? Mm-hmm. Why can't you just get out of bed and do this? And then they start feeling bad about themselves.
So, and you know what? I worry a little bit. I'm talking to Sharon Morlock, a marriage and family therapist with The Growing Place. I think that more people are going to be like this. We have a difficult economy. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people are working below what they're used to working at. They may have jobs, but their self-esteem is a little low because maybe they were making, $15 an hour. Now they're making $10 an hour.
Right.
Before they had this position, now they have this position working part-time, and their self-esteem is down. Some people can't find work.
Right.
I worry that it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah, and it very well could. But I think that the most important thing, what I help people with self-esteem issues or with difficult issues, is you are not your actions. You are not your circumstances. So even, don't judge yourself by your performance, basically, because you are so much more than that. So even though external circumstances may be tough at this time, it doesn't mean that you are a bad person or that you are unworthy.
Mm-hmm.
So,
how's the clientele base going at The Growing Place? You seem to be expanding?
Yes, we are expanding. We actually just opened another part of the office. You know, we expanded just a couple of months ago. We needed an extra room for teaching and counseling, and we hope to continue expanding. It's just about getting the word out and letting people know we're here.
Sharon Morlock, I appreciate you being on the show. She's a marriage and family therapist over at The Growing Place. If you're interested in talking to her, if you need some counseling issues, you can give her a call directly, 415-272-6221. Or you can call the main office, The Growing Place, 588-0448. Again, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. We'll be back tomorrow. So long.
Holbrook's Clearance Center, the North State's number one furniture liquidators.
Holbrook's Clearance Center sells national name brand furniture at 50 to 75% off retail.
Come in and see unbelievable pricing on dining sets, coffee and table sets, and complete bunk beds.
Holbrook's also carries dressers, recliners, futons, sofa, and sofa love seat combos.
Holbrook's has something comfortable for every room in your home, and we'll sell you the inventory right off the floor.
Holbrook's Clearance Center is everything for your home.
Open 7 days a week.
My name is Kim Burke, the owner of Chico's Auto Masters. We believe in providing an automotive service people can trust and rely on. Here at Chico's Auto Masters, we are all invested in the community and are here for the long haul. We believe in taking care of each of our clients. That is why we warranty our work for one full year. We are a full-service automotive shop, anything from an oil change to rebuilding your engine.
That's Chico's Auto Masters at 1334 Park Avenue. Call 899-7194. They're on the corner of Park and 14th Street for all your foreign and domestic maintenance or repairs. Call 899-7194.